you shouldn't have to ask somebody for their password. If you can't be in a relationship with somebody and have that kind of...
Then don't ask that. Phrase it
different. Unshakable trust.
Don't phrase it like that. Be like, we trust each other, right? Just be like, okay. I think, you know, we should take this to the next level and share with each other our social media passwords, you know, just so...
Okay, if I got to be in a relationship where I got you looking over my shoulder every 5, 10 minutes...
Looking over your shoulder.
I'm done. Thank you for holding, ma'am. You have a story about the password that went totally wrong. What happened, girl?
My boyfriend and I, we share passwords, and it doesn't cause any issues or anything, but it does kind of invite your significant other to go through your phone whenever they feel something's wrong, and I don't think that's right.
Mm.
Right, because they may be feeling some type of way, and there ain't nothing going on, and now you feeling all offended and stuff like, dang, dude, what the hell was you looking for?
But at least when you go through it and you already know the password and you're reassured nothing is going on, you can go about your business, go about your day, and not dwell on it.
Okay.
I've woken up before and seen my boyfriend going through my phone because he felt some type of way or whatever, and when I call him out on it, you know, of course he's finding nothing because I'm doing nothing, and it just makes me feel stupid.
Yeah.
So... it just depends on the couple, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't mind sharing the password, but it makes him feel stupid when he goes through and doesn't find anything.
Damn. All right, girl. Thank you for calling, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
See, his girlfriend must be a hottie. She must have something going on because he's always, like, trying to police things.
Hello? Sound cute, too.
Power 93.5, what do you think?
I think that it can go one of two ways. So, first off, it depends on how early in the relationship you're asking for it. If you guys ain't been together for more than a year, that's it. Like, sorry, you are way too insecure, and I'm out.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's it.
Hold on.
But if you're in a committed relationship and you have told this person that I'm thinking we might even be able to take this to the next level, and I'm going to commit myself to you and only you, and you are past that year mark, why not give it up?
Ooh, so it's a game changer.
Just because of the simple fact that you no longer should have anything to hide. You should have no side pieces or anything like that.
Side pieces? Sir, can you tell me about that?
What I mean by that is we are creatures.
He's talking about his own experiences now. It's okay, brah. You can come clean this morning. So, you are creepers, and sometimes you as a man have fallen short of what is truly your intent, right?
I mean, when we're when you're when you don't feel that.
Boy, he's stumbling real bad.
Hey, when you're not sure where things are going and you're dating.
Oh.
And that's all it is I'm just dating. Well, I'm gonna date.
Well, if you're dating, it's open season anyway. It's like, come on, give me a tag. Let me go find a couple let me go find a couple of does, and I'm good.
But he's saying after a year mark, you don't get two Bambies. You get one Bambi.
Oh.
You get one doe, no side pieces, and you share the password because you're leveling up and you're going to that next stage of the relationship.
He never said anything about dating a girl named Bambi, did you?
Well, you said two does.
Oh.
Got you on that, isn't it?
Oh, I didn't mean does. I meant something else that started with a different letter.
Wow. Bros before does. Okay.
Bros before does.